Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 18th of July. The terrain of our pilgrimage. On account of our fallen and mortal condition, the pathway that leads to life is beset with untraversable valleys and insurmountable mountains. However, having been made like us, Christ pioneered the pathway of salvation from mortality to immortality for each of us. Through the gospel, he now invites us to join him in this offering journey. At times, when we perceive the ruggedness of the way and our inadequacy for this journey, we can begin to fear and to look for another way that we think will lead to life. Paul called this casting away our confidence. We do this because we draw back in unbelief, rejecting the word of faith that establishes us in the offering and fellowship of Christ's body. However, we are not of those who draw back to perdition, that is, destruction, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. We receive the word of faith that is proclaimed from the presbytery, and we walk in its light each day. That is, we journey with Christ in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings as a member of his body. As we journey with Christ, the terrain of our life, which is marked by valleys and mountains, is adjusted before us. The terrain management belongs to Christ because he is the way. He has already pioneered the pathway of our salvation. For this reason, as we walk each day with him, the crooked places are made straight before us and the valleys are exalted. Furthermore, the mountains and hills are brought low, melting away before him and before us. In order to journey with Christ, we must humble ourselves and submit to the lordship of the Spirit. The Spirit joins us to Christ and enables us to obey his word and to journey with him. In the course of this journey, our identity frailties, likened to valleys, are healed, and our projections, likened to mountains, are able to be put away. The references used for today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verse 9, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39, John chapter 14 verse 6, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 2, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 4, and Psalm 97 verse 5. For further study, Isaiah chapter 40.